Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis has been accused of ordering deer antler spray, a banned supplement in professional football. It's said to boost testosterone. His accusers say Ray used it to heal his torn triceps muscle. Ray has denied using it, but is the substance safe? Joining us now to talk about it, Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe. Hey, Deborah.
Hi there.
Now, first of all, it's made from deer antlers, but does it come from deer of a certain age or what?
Yeah, it's made actually from the velvet of a deer antler. We have a lot of deer around here, and if you've ever seen a sort of an adolescent deer, they have these very furry-looking antlers, and that's the softer velvet before it turns into bone. In that velvet is contained a kind of hormone, actually, called IGF-1. Humans make it also, and it basically what it does in an adult is it can help muscles grow and help bones grow, and they say it can also be enhancing for athletic performance.
Now, if humans make it also, you know, there are those who say there's nothing wrong with using this substance. You do wonder, what is wrong with it? What does the NFL say?
Well, the reason the NFL has banned it and on other sports leagues as well is because it has the potential, IGF can trigger a rise in testosterone. Any supplement that causes a rise in testosterone, athletic leagues tend to ban because they're like steroids, basically. So the controversy here is just, whether IGF-1 actually does provide a significant boost in testosterone. I spoke to the head of the company, Neutronics, that makes this spray, and he told me, no, it doesn't. It can cause a rise in testosterone, but it doesn't cause a rise that really boosts it, into steroid type ranges, really above normal, where men are putting on these, giant amounts of muscles and having all those side effects. But researchers, endocrinologists who I spoke to, doctors, said that they really don't know what this thing does. There really haven't been any studies on it, and they don't know how safe it is. But by and large, they believe that it's probably not all that effective, that most likely it gets broken down by the body before it does much of anything.
But this IGF, this insulin-like growth factor, it's found in milk, isn't it?
It is, yes, which is interesting. So when you drink a glass of milk, researchers have found that there is IGF in that, very small amounts, not the amount that you would find in this deer antler spray and not the amounts that the body normally makes on its own. But, yes, it is found in milk. So, there's the argument made, well, if it's found in the foods that we're eating, what's the problem with it? But I think that there's just any kind of suspicion with these supplements, if there's something that, and there are a lot of things out there that have been banned already that were, DHEA is something that I think they're looking into more. I don't believe that that's banned, but it's also one of these things that may produce rises in testosterone and growth hormone, things that are, they don't quite know how they work, but they're afraid that if they give athletes an edge, sports figures will be using them and they will be having side effects and they will be getting an unfair advantage. So there's definitely some controversy here. And, Ray Lewis has really, denied using this thing and says, this is ridiculous. This is so silly to be accusing him of this. But again, according to the owner, if you test somebody's blood, they won't see this. They won't detect it in the blood because it's not going to cause a tremendous boost in testosterone. So if your players are using it, it's hard to know for sure.
So basically it doesn't show up in drug tests.
That's according to the owner. So, I think that there's just that's what he says that, it's not going to cause, because basically what they do with these drug tests is they don't test for the substance itself. They're looking to see what kind of effect it had on the hormones. So if they find this giant, rise in testosterone way above a normal level, they then say, okay, what was this athlete taking? They don't know whether they were doing deer antler spray or a steroid or, something else that was illegal, but they do know that they've been taking something. So that's sort of an indicator. And what he told me is, oh, no, it doesn't cause that kind of giant rise. So you wouldn't even know if they were on it.
All right. Thank you so much, Deborah.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe.